Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
With new Tato Cheesy Cheese, the big cheese flavour that will melt in your mouth.
Okay, oh, lads.
Walking around a bit taller since the old sponsor came on board.
Listen, Tato and I go way back, Mr. Tato. Okay, so I want to talk about something that I noticed. I was on TikTok and I saw an American guy who lives here in Ireland. I hope he's listening. I don't know your name. I'm sorry. But I love his video. So his videos are about like weird things he's noticed about Ireland as he's lived here, right? So here's his first one.
Oh, something that's super Irish is when an Irish person, when they're done doing a task, they'll say, meow, meow. You like just finish putting on like the blanket on the bed and be like, meow.
And he is so right.
I know, that's my mother. Like, yeah, if she does anything, like takes a napkin off her lap and puts it on the table.
Meow. Meow. Okay. But it seems so natural. It doesn't seem in any way weird that, somebody, either you or someone else, would do a task and then go, no. Like, I do it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but it's, yeah. Like, he's spot on there. I think it's, in a way, it's possibly the Irish equivalent of the way they say, hello.
In the way, in French.
I didn't know what they were saying when I was in France. They seemed to be always saying, hello, hello, hello. And it's just, I think it's equivalent of, yeah.
Yeah. He noticed something else.
People say, yeah, but they say yeah by breathing in. They go, yeah, 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 yeah.
And I was so inspired by this that I realized, A, that we all do it. I went and looked it up. It's got a name. This thing that we do in Ireland, it's called a pulmonic ingressive. Right, like it's got the. I love when I know the name for things, right? It's called a pulmonic ingressive, and it actually features quite a lot in other cultures too, particularly Scandinavian cultures. So in Swedish and in Norwegian, they will inhale their yes, their ya, quite a bit. In Norwegian, when you write the phonetics for ya and nay, which is there, yes and no, you write a downward arrow for ya, which means that you breathe in when you say it. So you'll often hear Norwegian people going, yeah, 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 yeah. They do it too. And then there's the theory that because it's Scandinavian, that it came from the Vikings.
Oh.
That we, you know, we inherited.
Just stuck with us.
Stuck with us. Or.
I love that stuff.
This is another one you'll like, Dermot.
I love Vikings.
There's no word in Irish for yes or no. In like Irish language.
Oh, yeah, it's like
you say kneel, you say ta,
knee rev,
whatever. There's no yes or no. And they think there could have been an informal way that we started to say yes because the Vikings had yeah, yeah, that we would just go yeah, yeah, and that it was there even before English was a language that we were speaking. That even when we had Irish, we'd no way of saying yeah because you have to go kneel, ta, or whatever, you know, whatever. That we jumped into. Now, these are theories, but fascinating theories.
How did we never come up with a yes or no? Like, surely just for everyday use, it's way easier.
Would have been handier, in fairness. Come here very quickly as well. I want to talk to you about another Irish thing.
Hard to do that.
Which is, my World Cup I kicked off last night on my Instagram is Best Irish Things World Cup, okay? So in there are some battles, some big ones, Dermot. Paddy's Day versus Spuds. Castles versus U2.
And oh, God, they're two of my favorite things in the world.
And it's 49-51 in that game.
Oh.
And you know the wave. You know the wave you have when you're driving around and you see someone on the side of the road? The wave versus pennies. What an absolute belter of a battle. But there's one that has caused somebody to write me a message, which is, in fact, I think, poetry. Okay. So let me see if I got the right. Here it is here. Yeah. So basically, it's a battle between the smell of silage and turf. Okay, and TJ's been in touch and he says, Dave, long time subscriber, first time complainer. I think the problem with this one is the townies always mix up silage and slurry. Slurry is, and he has poo emojis. Mm-hmm. Silage is freshly cut grass, but multiply it by hundreds of acres. Christ, there's nothing better. On those dark winter nights sitting by the turf, every culture yearns for those warm, sunny days. The smell of silage and the hum of the tractor. Christ, it's magical, washing down the dust at the end of the day with a can of Clonmel Chardonnay. Nearly brings a tear to my eye.
That's Bulmers.
Nearly brings a tear to my eye thinking about it. From an avid silage fan, TJ, keep up the great work and keep her lit.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.